talking about financial collapse coming here in America. And to really grasp the import of what's happening, you must understand the history of money, how it was developed. And how, through the debauchery of currency, most people have no idea what's happening. And our newspapers and our televisions have done a great job of trying to impress us that it's something other than Big Brother printing more money that has caused our inflation. See, when government or its banksters pump up the money supply with more paper notes, the dollars are worth less. And consequently, it takes more of them to buy everything. But back to, before we jump back into that, I want to finish my plea for you to support Republic Broadcasting Network. And as I said before, and as I'm going to say every week, freedom isn't free. Our founding fathers paid a dear price to get us freedom. It was toil, treasure, sometimes blood, so that we may be free. And if we don't maintain that eternal vigilance to keep our freedom, it would have to be repurchased at the price of those oil, treasure, and sometimes the life of those who realize that it's better to die fighting for freedom than to live as a slave. And so I'm going to ask again that you support Republic Broadcasting Network with whatever you can. You know, there's some people out there editing down these programs so that all commercials, all irrelevant information is sieved out. There are others who send money. There are some who are running a good sales operation to contribute money to the operation. And I'm going to ask you to do the same. Whatever you can to make Republic Broadcasting a success so that your children and your grandchildren might have a taste of freedom. Send what you can to the Republic Broadcasting Network at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S. That's Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. The telephone number there is 877-605-9200. And if you want to be part of this program, you can call in. It's area code 800. The phone number is 313-9443. I'll repeat that. 800-313-9443 if you want to call in and be part of this program. If you've got a contribution to make or you want to ask some questions, please do so. And if you need to talk to me after the show, I'm going to give you my phone number. Please don't call now. I'm using my telephone to be on the air. But my home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't touch that dial. We got good information.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to this evening's edition of Radically Right. Even though, going back to the American Revolutionary War, even though the bankers had strong influence in European governments and agents placed in high places, they had not gained a controlling interest in the American colonies. The colonists issued their own money called colonial scrip, which put them beyond the reach of the bankers. Now, the King of England was indebted to Rothschild because that was the source of his loans and his mercenary Hessian soldiers. The King of England yielded to his banker with respect to forcing the money issue onto the American colonists. The King decreed that all colonial money was to be turned into the Bank of England to be used as collateral by English money. The Bank of England would only allow them half of what the money was worth, and the constriction in money supply caused a severe depression in the economy. Most of the people were unemployed as a result. See, bankers delight in recession, as it allows them to purchase real assets with their paper money at a real bargain price. In 1760, King George III let his arrogance run away with him. The American colonies had been allowed to ship products like tobacco and lumber and cotton to England, but nowhere else. Those who traded sugar and molasses with the West Indies did so at a risk. And the king decided to shorten everybody's leash. This included prohibiting the immigration to the American colonies and marking the very best pine trees for his own navy. Now, this act irritated the colonists so much that they went out of their way to harvest the marked trees and use the pine tree as a symbol of rebellion against the king. And when the king prohibited the weaving of cloth, the colonial women continued at the loom anyway. Animosity built until the king's men set out to take away the people's means of defense. And when the soldiers came to confiscate the arms and powder, those embattled farmers stood their ground at Lexington and Concord and fired that shot heard round the world. Now, it was Benjamin Franklin that commented, and I'm going to quote him. The colonies would gladly have borne the little tax on tea and other matters had it not been that England took away from the colonies their money, which created unemployment and dissatisfaction. The refusal of King George to operate on an honest colonial money system, which freed the ordinary man from the clutches of the manipulator, was probably the prime cause of the revolution. End of quote. It was an understanding of money and the impact that the pernicious expansion and contraction of fiat paper money that caused the Americans to institute safeguards within the Constitution itself. I want you to notice that Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 5 says, and I quote, Congress shall have the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof, end of quote. And it should be obvious that it's unconstitutional that we now have paper money instead of coins. And it's worse that our money comes from private banks rather than Congress. Alexander Hamilton pushed for a central bank here in America. Rothschild had him expound the virtue of European money on the grounds that it would be more acceptable in trade with European countries than American dollars. This led to the establishment of the Bank of America with $28 million from Europe to help fund and found that in 1791. Rothschild gave easy credit. After the Yanks had mortgaged their property to make investments, this easy credit was constricted. Loans were called in, and the money supply diminished to a point where depression again plagued the land. The international bankers delighted in foreclosure on millions in property and securities. This was impetus for Thomas Jefferson to say, and I'm going to quote, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. Already they've raised up a moneyed aristocracy and have set the government at defiance. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it rightly belongs. We have a caller from Connecticut. I didn't catch the name. What's your name, sir?
Yes, Henry, H-E-N-R-I.
Okay, Henry.
Oh, yeah, we spoke before.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the guy who spoke off the air. Yeah, you were talking about, I thought you were going to pick up my call later because you were talking about something. You're talking about money. You know the new $5 bills, the new $10 bills and $20 bills. They look a lot like Monopoly money. They're even different colors now. The $10 bill is like the same color as like Monopoly's 100 or 10. The 20 is like a bluish, greenish color. And, you know, I got two $5 bills when I got change even tonight. One of them, you know, the paper is even not even as strong as the old original $5 bills. This, I mean, you know, and of course both of them are worthless, but it's gotten so bad now that, you know, I know people may hate for me to say this, but, you know, the $5 bill I got was so withered. You know, it's not even worth strong enough and even worth even wiping your behind after a bowel movement. Do you know that? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, it even scares me because it reminds me of like a grandmother's time, you know, in Germany, you know, when people would stack, you know, tons of maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 marks to buy, you know, a small amount of groceries or bubble gum or something, you know, in the 1920s. I mean,
well, they came to the point where they had to have a bushel basket full of money with large denominations on it just to get a loaf of bread. There's a rule of thumb on this. It's kind of like the rule of thumb about military uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
The more beautiful and colorful the uniform, or the more beautiful and colorful the money, the more worthless it is.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Although I wouldn't say always. I mean, there was some German uniforms that were very beautiful, but still very durable and made of 100% wool and certainly stood up in war, and they were strong.
But I want you to think about those uniforms that you see where there's all kinds of scrambled eggs on it and plumes coming from the hat. Just how good is that army?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're talking about American uniforms. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I wish our guys were out of Iraq. I think they're dying there for nothing. We've got Irish and German and Italian and others, too, but particularly the white Americans fighting, you know, around my age and younger down to, like, early 20s and 18, dying in Iraq to represent some international interest, to represent that SLC, I'm not going to use the word, country over there that's in the middle of Palestine.
You mean Talmudia?
A what now?
Are you talking about Talmudia?
Yes, Talmudia, yes. Yes, right, correct. Right, in our United States Congress, every time Hillary or anyone runs for office, they get a free trip over there. Well, then, damn it, what the hell are they running for office over here? Why don't they run for office over there in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem? Why are they running over here? What are they serving running for office for us to vote for? Why don't they go over there and run for office and get elected there? I mean, is it being controlled?
I think I can answer that. Because their aim is not to run that country, but to run the whole world.
Yes, that's true.
And all of us are reduced to the level of serfs.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. There was even a woman today talking about the Federal Reserve note. She mentioned Title 12 or Section 12. I think she said Title 12. That states something that the note and a couple other things passed by Congress that the Federal Reserve note is of that I have it written down, but it's of the obligation of the United States, and that also that notes and I think there's another section, Section 13, or Title 13, I should say. She said, her name is, what was her name? Brenda, or something like that. She said, or Rand, I forgot what her name is. She said that notes and bonds are not susceptible to any taxation. It was something, I have to find it, and I'll research it. But that money really scares me. I mean, because it looks so much now like monopoly money. And I think they're just planning something years down the line. And like I said, it's you can't even wipe your behind with it after a bowel movement. I mean, it'll fall apart. I mean, it's worthless anyway. I mean, that's why I don't even call it dollars. I call it Federal Reserve dollars, Federal Reserve note dollars.
It's not a dollar.
That's right.
A dollar is defined by the Federal Coinage Act of 1792. And
that's
in that act, they're talking about what these gold and silver coins are supposed to be to comprise a dollar.
Right.
And it's 23.22 grains of gold or 174.25 grains of silver.
That's right. A dollar is an American silver eagle. That is the U.S. dollar.
It's
as a matter of fact, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead. Hello? You
yes.
Faded out.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
No, go ahead. You were going to say something. You sound like you're fading in and out.
I mentioned that when a dollar was 23.22 grains of gold, that it would take about $1,500 to buy a house, and it stayed that way right up until the Federal Reserve came into play.
Well, let me tell you, you could do that today.
We got a break coming up here. Hold over.
All right, hold.
We'll talk on the other side of the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Radically Right, and we have a conversation going with Henry from Connecticut.
Yes.
Go ahead, Henry.
Yes.
Continue your point.
Okay, yes. Another thing, what I was also going to say is this. Also tonight, I brought some groceries. I'm not going to go into long detail, but... one Purdue oven stuff, a roaster, a couple other things. All right, to cut it short, it came to about $22. Now, here's the thing. I figured this. The real U.S. dollar is the American Silver Eagle, okay? Now, figuring that, you were mentioning what something cost many years ago, like a house. The same would still apply today, even with silver, because technically what I got tonight really would cost me, I figured it out, even on the calculator, would cost me about approximately 2 American silver eagles, which is really 2 U.S. dollars, instead of $22 or something.
Yes,
so,
the old silver coins that we used to pass around prior to 1965, so 64 and earlier, were actually 90% silver coins. And my mother would give me one of those silver quarters to go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread. The loaf of bread was 20 cents, and I'd have to bring her back a nickel's change. Mm. Now, if you had one of those silver coins today, you could take it to the coin shop and turn it in for $2.25.
That's right.
More than that now, it was...
more like $3, right?
Yes, it's closer to $3 now.
And okay, and then you know what? And that was right, and that would get you the very healthy, because this fortunate supermarket next to me, doesn't sell the good healthy bread. I like the Arnold Health Nut bread, but the best bread, if you're talking about in the supermarket, is like the Health Nut Arnold bread that has all the fiber and nuts and stuff in it. You know, the real healthy nutritional bread like Arnold. and that's about a little under $3. So you're right. So the same thing still applies, not just to gold, but apparently even to silver. So, and then also when I look at American Gold Eagle, and I know that that's bullion and that would be taxable. See, the American Silver Eagles are not, though. They're not confiscatable and they're not taxable. Only the gold is if it's after 1933. The American Gold Eagle on it, it says $50 on it. Now, that's they put that on the actual minted on the coin. When I add it up now, it comes to, yeah, so apparently the Federal Reserve dollars are 12, minus 12 to 1. So in other words, if you're talking about a American Gold Eagle, which is a 1 ounce gold piece, you're at $50 times 12, which comes to almost about $600 and something dollars. Federal Reserve dollars, that is, not the genuine dollar.
And so
go ahead.
Since the Federal Reserve has come into play, we have the dollar has lost 97% of its purchasing power.
Oh, really? I don't even think it's worth that. I think it's minus 1,000 to more like 1,000 something percent. I really believe so. You can, like I said, and I'll say it again. I know it sounds crude, but I think it's funny. When I got that, especially in the new bills now, the paper's even thinner and all that. Yeah, by the way, you've seen Canadian money, you know, that aluminum coins that they have in Canada. Oh, yeah, that's even more of a joke. And, of course, I've handled British money, too, which is supposed to be sterling silver, and it's like some brass token. But, like I said, that stuff, I think they're planning something. Well, we know the situation. They got rid of M3 last year in March. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day for anybody out there listening, all my friends. That's one of my favorite holidays. But it was approximately just before St. Patrick's Day last year, I think, they got rid of M3, which now they can print up what they want now and not tell us anything. Right. And like I said, I'll say this and I'll go. You can take other calls.
Yes, I do have a couple of them.
Yes, I am. You couldn't even wipe your ass, you know, after a bowel movement with that stuff. I mean, you know, the toilet paper from Scott's toilet tissue is worth more. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Let's talk to Rita from Colorado. How are you this evening, Rita?
Oh, fine, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Jump right into it. Let's hear what you got to say.
Okay, well, you know, in places like the Sudan, they have a kind of monarchy, this regicidal monarchy. If they don't like the king, they kill him. And the point that I'm trying to make is there's a man named Richard Tomlinson. Have you heard of him?
No, go ahead.
Well, he's got he testified about being a member of the MI6, talking about how they were planning to kill Princess Diana. And he says, a tunnel is the perfect place for assassination with fewer witnesses. The Paris tunnel is also ideal because there are no crash rails along the central pillars so that it's a death trap. I also know that one of the paparazzis that night was working for MI6, too. He'd have been on the fast motorbike. They'd also have at their disposal sophisticated radio transmitters that would knock out the electronics on the limo at the press of a button, causing the airbags to inflate. Now, this is interesting. It ties into another subject that I was talking about, Britain. And where I blog, I was in a conversation with a Jewish man about Satanism in Britain. And he told me that the prevailing over Satan was not introduced in the New Testament, but the Old Testament, he told me. I can offer you the precedence of written document which affirms it, and it was declared so by God of Israel. You should read the fine print more.
So a break coming up here. Can you hold on for a minute? We'll have you finish up on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Thank you. Please stay tuned. Patronize our sponsors. Must keep Republic Broadcasting afloat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to this evening's program. This is Jack Otto, your host, talking with Rita from Colorado. And before I put you back on, Rita, I'd like to ask you to be patient for just a minute, because I want to make a comment about Princess Di and that assassination. The House of Windsor was not the true royalty in Great Britain. This came about because Adam Weishaupt, who was the founder of the Illuminati, had to flee when the Elector of Bavaria discovered their little game plan, when one of the couriers was killed by lightning and they found text in there that outlined a game plan to take over the whole world. And he flew to the Duke of Saxe-Gotha. And these people, the Windsors, real name is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Now, the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha has had for some time a problem in showing their lineage to be the true one for the royal family. But by marrying Diana, who was part of the real royal family, their children now have that heir of legitimacy, the proper title to take the throne. Okay. And I think we need to remember that this is all done by deception. This is all done by evil people who really are satanic in their nature. Go ahead, Rita. Would you continue with your point?
Okay, well, I was replying to my Jewish friend Joseph on frostcloud.com. I said,
Lucifer was cast out from Nicaea. The Ashkenazis bought into what Christians consider the dark side. Balfour set Zionists off to the desert, and this all happened because it isn't just Jews who know how to make deals. I'm not an evangelist, but the Christian approach is to give people their best option. Everybody plays that game that pretends we're all in our own right in our own way. Remember that angels will not be made wrong in others' way. Spiritual warfare is spiritual warfare, and I am with the Christians. So, whither are the Jews? People go where people want to go. If Jews consider themselves less satanic than the British, perhaps they can find a destination closer to where their journey started. And I've been telling Joseph all along, he's been asking me, oh, where should Jews go? Where should Jews go? And I've been pointing him to England. Now, if these children inherit their royalty will be inherited by female inheritance. Now, that's not Christian nobility. Christian nobility, first of all, are not regicides. You can't be a noble and be a regicide. The highest noble in Europe from the European nobility is Otto von Habsburg, who Austria kept away for so many, you know, all after, you know, he lived through both wars and kept a family together, being a fisherman and whatever. All this time, and you know, he's the uncrowned emperor, Christian emperor. But what is happening is, you know, what I'm trying to convey is, these are the new Ashkenazis. These are the Jews who are in England.
I like the term false Jews to describe them.
Yeah, well, they're not Christians. They have another way of nobility that is not Christian. And so, you know, this is what I was trying to get back to my original point about regicidal monarchies. And you're familiar, I'm sure, with the regicides from England, right?
Regicide means kill the king.
But there was a cult of regicides. They were, you know, prevalent in Geneva and associated with the Jacobins. If you read, you know, some of the history books, they'll talk about the regicides.
That's those Khazar warriors that pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 A.D. and became the Ashkenazim, or false Jews, that literally control the banking systems and all of the world.
And now we've got George Bush, whose relatives were associated with the Cromwell Jacobins. And, you know, which are associated also with the regicides. So we've got a regicidal monarchy, and that is like a really primitive form of government, and that's what happened after both wars. And guess who the monarchs that, you know, here we are in America, who do they tell us nobles are? Who do they tell us, you know, are Christian monarchs? They talk about Queen Elizabeth, who's a Saxe Coburg
Gotha.
And the Saxons, you know, read the history books. The Saxons were the people that Arthur kept out of Britain. The Saxons were the invaders that the Christians kept away. So it's coming back to that same thing. And you know, people need to understand that. You know, there are meanings for these words. They aren't just, you know, redefined by the people with the most money.
Yes, okay. So, well, we look at the royal family there. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, he's one of those nice Yiddish boys, too. His real name is Sonderberg, Glucksberg, Holstein, and I forgot the last one now. But you can tell what kind of names those are. And if you go to the gift shop at Windsor Castle and find the book on the history of the royal family, they claim to go back to the House of David. So they're claiming to be Jewish.
Yeah, well, that's...
But they're not of the real Semitic Hebrews, though.
Yeah, so that is, you know, a line of Judaism, but I mean, I'm a Christian, and there was new covenant with Jesus Christ, you know, for all my people. And we understand that he, you know, he is our God. And we understand that there a whole lot of good came from that way of thinking. And a lot of it has to do with being able to have a stable civilization without having wars all the time, you know. They used to have wars with, you know, the Saxons would kill their enemies and eat them. And that's, you know, that was how they, you know, that was basically who they were. They bred by cannibalism, even in Europe. And you know, that goes back, you know, through the Dark Ages. And we got to, you know, we got to remember what happens when we forget Christianity. And a lot of it comes from, you know, going papist, going, you know, having the Church of Rome go bad. And I think I would consider that their church as a papist church by this time. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, thank you for your call, Rita. We appreciate your input.
All right. Have good show, Jack.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
We have Doug from Texas. Would you bring him up, please?
From Texas, would you bring him up, please? From Texas, would you bring him up, please? From Texas, would you bring him up, please?
I'm going to have to turn your radio down. We can't hear a thing.
Yeah. Turn it off. Okay. Jack, I've been listening to the program, and people like Rita calling me in, and I think what we have in this country is maybe they're not Jewish. I don't know. Maybe they're not. But the people that claim to be Jews that hide behind that huge shield that they built, God don't let me be called an anti-Semite. But it seems like they are in charge of, you know, education, the Hollywood, you know, education by our little boob tube, everything I can think of. It seems like they're in charge of, and they're a very small minority. You know, they're
talking under 2%.
Right, right.
But yet they preside over everything.
Right. Just like germs in the body do. You know, how could these little tiny germs kill me? I weigh 200 pounds, and these germs weigh less than nails. How could they possibly do that? And I consider Israel not as an ally. I consider them an inoperative brain tumor. You know,
especially when you look at all their false flag operations that they've done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where they bombed the King David Hotel before Israel was ever formed, just so that they could have an opportunity to impress the British that the Arabs were terrible people. But
what about the Levant?
Oh, yeah, the Levant affair. Before we go on to the Levant affair, what happened there when they bombed the King David Hotel was some of the bombs went off a little prematurely, and
Right. Some
of those Arab terrorists, as they were thought to be, ended up getting exploded right with the rest, and they had enough evidence on them to show that they were part of the new Israeli Haganah and Kash and other Jewish organizations, or should I say false Jewish organizations,
right,
that are working
diligently
to bring about. Well, it's not a case of whatever. I think it's important that we identify the difference between the tribe of Judah, which comes in the Old Testament, and has absolutely nothing to do with this New World Order, the people who are Semites, the real Semites, and these Khazar warriors that literally control the whole world.
Right. See,
there's quite a difference between the two of them. They come from different tribes. The tribe of Judah comes from the Hebrew children, whereas these Ashkenazim are Khazar warriors, and they have a different object of worship. The Hebrews worship Yahweh, the Creator, whereas the Ashkenazim or Khazar warriors are dedicated to Satan. They come from different races. The Hebrews are Caucasians, where the Khazars are from the Mongoloid race, although they have done a great deal in every country that they've gone into to meld in as much as possible with the people by taking wives and husbands from the local area, but nevertheless maintaining their, quote, Jewishness. Their lineage is different. The real Hebrews follow paternity. It's from father to eldest son. Whereas Khazars, if you're one of those, your mother had to be that kind of a Jew. And their languages are different. The Hebrew Jews speak Hebrew, whereas the Khazars speak Yiddish.
Yiddish.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their homelands are different. The Hebrews come from the Middle East, whereas the Khazars came from northern Turkey. And their nature is markedly different. The Hebrews are agricultural and nomadic people who were engaged in animal husbandry, whereas the Khazars were warriors, brigands, that raped and plundered. And the religious texts are different. The Hebrews are interested in the first five books of the Old Testament, what we call the Pentateuch, they call the Torah, whereas the Khazar warriors are deeply immersed in the Talmud. So I think it's important to make the distinction, because part and parcel of the game plan here is that the Khazars want to foist the responsibility for their evil deeds onto the Hebrews by pretending to be Jews. That's what they're doing.
Well, Jack, I'm glad I segued you into that. That was a very informative rant or whatever. You know, rant or whatever you want to call it. I'm glad I segued you into that, because people need to hear that.
And I think it's important.
You're absolutely correct.
We should never tie with a broad brush, because there are very many patriotic Ashkenazim, or false Jews.
Right.
So I don't want to blame all of them, because we would know precious little about this great conspiracy to take over the world if it were not for guys like Rabbi Antelman and Jack Bernstein and Rabbi Dr. Elmer Berger and Rabbi J. Bronfman Kadmicon, Myron Fagan, who did so much during World War II, Dr. Seth Farber, Charles Fishbein, Ben Friedman, the man who owned Woodbury Soap and used his vast fortune with common sense, I think it was. And there's guys like David Irving, who just got out of jail, and Henry Klein and Eric Levitt, who wrote that great book, Illuminati 666, and Alfred Rosenberg and Haji Scheiber and Ben Weintraub. And these noble men came out on our side against their racial brethren, because for the most part they had accepted Christianity and thought it was necessary to speak out against the corruption and evil in high places.
Well, I tell you what, you're the best RBN has to offer, and a very enlightened man. And have you read David Duke's book, you know, Jewish Supremacism?
What's the name of his? I haven't read it. What's the name of it?
Jewish Supremacism. I dedicated that. I got a copy of that and gave it to RBN so they could list Republic Broadcast Network and all those people. And he pretty well, you know, says exactly what you're saying. And all of his sources are documented, and they're all Jewish sources, you know, or supposedly Jewish sources.
Well, there's a lot of it out there to be learned from, and I think you can look at some of those sources and see that we really do have a big job ahead of us.
Huge. Yeah. Huge. Thank you for what you're doing. And
thank you, sir. Appreciate
listening.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. You know, there was a guy named Voltaire that said, it's dangerous to be right when the government's wrong. And there, some of these Yiddish people have really told us more than they intended to. Now, from the diary of Moshe Sherek, that was Israel's first foreign minister from 1948 to 56, and he was prime minister from 1954 to 56. So he did a dual job there, and he said, the state of Israel must invent dangers, and to do this, it must adopt the methods of provocation, and we've got a break coming up here. Stay tuned, and we'll cover this in just a minute.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, we're winding down to the close of this evening's program, and we were talking about Moshe Sherat, Israel's first foreign minister and later one of the prime ministers, who said probably in the mid-50s, the state of Israel must invent dangers, and to do this, it must adopt the methods of provocation and revenge. And above all, let us hope for a new war with the Arab countries so that we can finally get rid of our troubles and acquire our space. Then there was another prime minister, David Ben-Gurion, said in May of 1948, "We must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cutting off of social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population." Now, that's pretty damning. And when they talk like this, and you can catch some of this stuff in their own articles and their own publications like The Forward, we see that they're up to no good. I want to remind you again that freedom isn't free. Support Republic Broadcasting Network. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, where in Round Rock, Texas, the zip code is 78664. And if you need to talk to me, my home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. That's area code 313-582-2481. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big step ahead of us. Freedom isn't free. Do what you can. Like your children and grandchildren's freedom depends on it. And great-grandchildren you may not have even thought about. But if you don't maintain your own freedom, you won't have it to pass on to them. You really want them to be controlled within narrow limits, numbered at birth and tracked throughout their lives, through all the obligations that are going to be put on them to check and make sure that they're doing exactly like they're told. See, freedom means you've got some choices. You can make your own decisions. You don't have to do everything that the government is thinking you should be doing. But yet it's coming down to that. If we don't stand up for our children, they may curse us in our graves. For letting freedom slip away when it came from our founding fathers as a gift from those who put their lives and fortunes on the line that we might have liberty. Thomas Jefferson said it well. When the government's afraid of the people, there is liberty. But when the people's afraid of the government, it is tyranny. And when you're driving down the road and you look up in the rearview mirror and you see a cop car, do you have the feeling, oh, good, I'm being protected? Or do you say to yourself, oh, just looking me over, looking for a chance to suck those after-tax dollars out of my pocket? God bless everybody. Good night. We'll be back 1 week from tonight. Thank you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey.